This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we're going to have Mike Martz on. We're also going to talk to Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun about the Ravens. So, plus, also, there was a rant about the Superman movie. I don't know if you had a chance to hear this or not. I can't wait to play it for you because it was... You think Jeff and I get grouchy sometimes. Whoa, no, man, was
we're
this...
We're happy, Andy.
This was unbelievable. All right, so we've been talking about the All-Star game last night. 6-6 was... The end. Officially, the game goes down as a tie, but it was decided, the winner was decided in a home run derby-style swing-off, is what they called it. And what happened was, each team was allowed to pick three. It reminds me of a shootout in hockey a little bit. Although in a shootout in hockey, you have to register your – most tournaments or games, you have to register the names – prior to the event to let them know, hey, if we go to a shootout, this is what you're going to do. Or sometimes they'll just let you pick three and you go from there. But in this scenario, it was the same situation, right? They both managers had the opportunity to pick three players to go up to the plate, and they were allowed to take three swings, and that was it. And then whoever did the best job in their three swings, as far as scoring runs, that would determine who the winner was last night.
You just counted them up.
Yeah. Kyle Schwarber, I mean, he killed it last night. He was
three for three, baby.
Second batter for the National League, didn't even need their third batter.
It's an Ohio guy, Andy.
Yeah, I know. So, but Schwarber ended up hitting those three home runs, and he won the MVP honor. First question, should Schwarber have won the MVP based on the home run derby at the end? Yes or no?
If you're going to decide the outcome of the game based on a home run derby, then why not? I'm not going to get mad about it. Why not?
Dan?
I agree with all the words of Mr. Phelps.
I hate to say it. I agree with Jeff, too. If you were the reason that you won the game, because technically, according to Major League Baseball, the game goes down as a 7-6 win, and that's just the second time for the National League in the last 12 games, which is pretty unbelievable in itself, too. So I'm curious. Do you like the way the game ended?
No.
On a home run derby?
No.
Oh.
I'd prefer to play an extra inning. However, you can't really do that in an all-star game. So I was fine with the way they did it. I would prefer they keep playing.
Okay.
However, I get it. So this was fine. And it certainly was exciting. You know, it was really fun. And the players were really into it. So, I mean, if you can't just play the game... And I understand why you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Then this was great. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I don't like it. So one of my problems with the All-Star game was, and I can't remember who it was. There was an Indian that didn't get in the game, and I can't remember how long ago that was. And I remember watching it going, wow, that sucks. Why can't, I mean, the guy traveled all the way to the game. He became an all-star. You're an all-star no matter what.
They used to keep a pitcher in reserve.
Yes.
And a hitter or two sometimes.
Yeah.
Because just in case you went into extra innings or something like that. Sometimes you had guys throwing, I want to say three or four innings. Sometimes the starter would throw three.
Mm-hmm. So I just think the All-Star game, if you're going to end it on a home run derby, why not just have a re-entry rule? Who cares if you come back in the game? To get everybody in the game, and then if you need to re-enter, re-enter. And by the way, if you want to look at it that way, Rooker re-entered, if you want to look at it that way, at the end of the game to participate in the swing-off. Right? So that's a re-entry.
He had been lifted for a pinch hitter.
Right. So he wasn't in the game at the end of the game to go up and hit.
But the game actually ended. Then they went to a home run derby.
The argument I think we were having before was, have we ever before seen in a Major League Baseball game that's sanctioned have a player step into the box, take swings, be pulled out of the game, and then have the opportunity to determine the game by stepping back in the box after being pulled out before? It's never happened.
Have we ever seen a Major League game with a pitching platform and a pitching screen and some guy throwing from about 40 feet?
I agree. You're right.
No.
Technically, it's a 7-6 win for the National League.
Right. And it was decided by a fun little contest.
Dan,
it worked. It worked.
So I'll ask my question first, then I'll ask what Jeff said. And you can hop in, too. 216-474-0092. Should the All-Star game just have a re-entry rule?
No. You know why?
I'm not going to blow it. Sure, you could put it in there.
I'll say why.
Why?
You're not going to like this at all.
Okay.
You're going to go, wimps. Because once a guy is warm and, you know, for instance, I would have loved to have seen Shohei Ohtani in the home run derby.
That's the next point of this. Okay? Keep going. Yeah.
And Cal Raleigh. Once they're done, they take their mind out of the game. They cool off. This is high-priced talent. This is what Major League Baseball is banking on. And you don't suddenly want to tell a guy who stretched, who got loose, who was ready to go, who played an hour and a half later, hey, we need you to go up and swing from your you-know-what and try and hit three balls out.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I just think it's an incredibly soft answer. These guys have been playing baseball their entire life. Yeah, and at some point in their lives, they probably played five or six games in a weekend, not against major league competition, but I mean, so for a guy to have to come back up and get warmed up,
13.
Or maybe just like, I mean, how many we ask relievers to get up and sit down, get up and sit down all the time. So how hard is it if you can see that the game might be heading towards extra innings and you may have to hit again, or you think that you might need a guy, what's it take, 15 minutes to stretch out? So, you know, you tell somebody, hey, you might want to go stretch out again because I think I may have to put you back in the game.
Not worth the risk. If I was a guy like Ohtani, if I was a guy like Cal Raleigh last night, you know, Cal probably would have done it. But I would think, yeah, you know, thanks, Skip, I'm good.
I'm willing to take the All-Star game and just move it completely away from what we're used to of Major League Baseball and just turn it into a giant, like, game. You know, there was this great quote earlier in the week of Nick Castellano saying, we're turning this into banana ball. And when I read that, I went, yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what it should be. This is nothing more than an absolute blast for the players and the fans. And if everybody's there for it, fine. As long as this remains the one-off way that we look at this where we do re-entry in the All-Star game, great. I'm in. That sounds good. If we're worried about injury, okay, fine. Makes sense. I don't want anybody getting hurt in the All-Star game and making that their season, you know, now be in jeopardy because they got banged up in the All-Star game.
Or career. Lawrence,
we were talking about that a little bit earlier. Baseman for the Diamondbacks, who's on the trade block right now, got hit in the hand yesterday. And everybody was immediately like, oh, no. That's the last thing that we need.
Agreed.
So if we're worried about injury and all that stuff, okay, fine, don't have re-entry. If somebody is like, yeah, you know what, I'm cool, put me in for a home run derby, then put them in for the home run derby. If they haven't left already, because that was also what
and
we
that's
ran into.
The next point. So the next point there goes, you know, would you have liked to have seen Shohei Ohtani against Aaron Judge?
Absolutely.
I would have loved to have seen it. Yes, because it forces them to be in the home run derby that they weren't in the night before.
The problem is free will. I mean, that's where we are, is that, all right, we're done. This is like spring training. We're done. Let's get to the bus.
Ohtani, Schwarber, Pete Alonso. There's your big three right there.
What a blast.
would have been awesome.
Hey.
And Cal Raleigh could have been there. But, you know, the guy already won the home run derby.
I'm happy you showed up and played to begin with.
Do you think hold this thought for a second. Do you think it's cool those guys took off before the end of the game? Just hold your thought on that. Jay in Cleveland. Hi, Jay.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, I think the All-Star game was awesome. Out of all the four major sports, I don't know you can compare any of the other All-Star games to that. The NBA All-Star game, those guys don't even want to play in it. Same with the NFL Pro Bowl. I think the All-Star game last night was awesome. I thought it was so cool how they had Scooble and Kyle Raleigh mic'd up, too, during their pitches, talking about what pitches were going to come next. I think that was so cool. And then on to the MVP thing about Schwarber hitting three bombs in a row. Andy, being a hockey fan, that's close to like TJ Oshie in the Olympics going, 7-for-7 in the shootout?
No, that's a good point. Yeah, I agree. But the problem was that Schwarber didn't really have a good game itself, like during the regular game. And if you listen, the announcers I was listening to were saying they were supposed to vote on who the MVP was prior to that. Now, I think maybe in the future they should just get rid of that rule and wait till after the swing off. If they ever have to have another swing off, I mean, you're talking about having a tie. So, you know, what are the odds of that? So I'm okay with it either way. Look, he did win the game. If you want to say that he won the game with those home runs, that he won the game, then he should have been the MVP. So I'm okay with that too.
Yeah, I think for all-star games in the four major sports, I thought they did a pretty good job because usually those games are pretty boring. I thought it was pretty entertaining.
I still would have liked to have seen TJ Oshie in the swing off though. That would have been cool. All right, thanks, Jay. Goodbye, bud. I got time for a couple more. Paul in Northridgeville. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hello. Basically, mine was regarding the strike zone.
Okay.
I'm older than you guys, so going way back, we would have meetings before the actual season would start, and all the coaches and umpires got together, and they basically said the benefit will go towards the pitcher. So the strike zone was always a little bigger than what you would expect. But they were benefiting towards the pitcher because they didn't want to blow out kids' arms who were 15 and under. And that's understandable. And I still think the same thing, even in professional. You're not out to blow the arm of the pitcher. You know, let the batter try to hit, see what happens. Strike zone, where you actually have the thing. If you look at soccer and tennis, if any part of the ball still hits the white chalk or the line, it's in. And I agree with that also.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Good stuff, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Appreciate it. All right. I'm going to ask you this next question, then I want to get into maybe hopefully some good news for the Guardians. So we'll get into that next here in a second. But I do want to ask you one more time. Do you think these guys, was it cool that these guys left? Because I think everyone would have loved to have seen at maybe at some point Ohtani versus Judge in that swing off yesterday. But I'm just asking, I mean, it's a game for the fans. Should we expect them to stay all the way through? I'm going to tell you, I had no problem with them leaving, and I'll explain next. 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baskin and Phelps, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092, talking with you this morning about the All-Star game last night, which in regulation ended 6-6, if you want to. I've seen the score. It's weird. Like, the media outlets don't even know how to report the score on last night. I'm looking at ESPN, and ESPN has it 6-6.
6-6 tie.
And then it says NL wins home run swing off and tiebreaker 4-3. And then I was reading MLB.com, and MLB said, technically it will go down as a 7-6 win for the National League. And, you know, in the last 12, it's just their second win in the last 12 for the National League. So they get a win there. Sort of.
And it's an exhibition game. So
yeah.
It really isn't.
And it was fun. Like, I really enjoyed talking about it here this morning too. It's you know, no one got arrested in the game as far as I know last night. So it's nice not to have any, legal actions in the game.
How about that?
It's kind of fun to be actually talk about sports.
Even exhibition sports.
So, Jeff, let me ask you this. Do you think players should have to stay throughout the entire game? Because never before have you ever had the opportunity to come back and be in a swing off. So, like, for me, I don't care if those guys don't stay. And, you know, it's been a longstanding tradition that once you left the game, you were out. I mean, I can't tell you how many times before. And the game that was in Milwaukee, the one that caused all the hoopla about, all right, next year it's for real and we're not going to end this game in a tie and blah, 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 blah. It was just like, okay, I get it. I understand it. But I also understand why these – I mean, they don't get a lot of time off. And having back-to-back days off for any player while the rest of the league, if you didn't make the All-Star game, you know, you're looking at – they probably see that as you know, you play on Sunday. You don't have to be back until Thursday night. Man, that's like a kid who just got winter break for anybody else who's in Major League Baseball, who's probably been, you know, they've been playing ball since February, right before spring training. So, you know, that break feels like an eternity when you're traveling 162. And you're like, oh, this is just so weird. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. And you only have 4 days off because you're used to being at work every day and doing what you need to do. So, and I don't blame the best players in the game for wanting to have an extra day. That's why I think we have the extra day off anyway. Why they added the fourth or the second day, which is tomorrow. Remember how it used to just be Monday was an off day, game on Tuesday, Wednesdays are you get back to where you need to be, and then you play again on Thursday. That's done. Remember, right now we've got these extra days in there. So I just think, you know, if Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani wanted to take off after they're done, I don't have any problem with it. None. Zero. Zilch. And the guys that want to stay and stick around, you know, you never know. So you see what happened last night. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. I don't have an issue with it. If you're going to go to all the trouble to go to the site of the All-Star game and be there a day early, you know, as you have to be and everything else, and you're there and it's the game and you play two or three or four innings and then they take you out, what's hanging around for another hour and a half? I'd stick around, but that's just me. Some guys, you're allowed to leave, so if you want to go, go. But as long as you're already there, I mean, how tight of a schedule is it?
Depends how you got there. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if
you
flew... My guess is some of those guys are on, you know, their own private jets or you would rented think, something.
You know, if the team has a private... or the owners have a private plane to fly him down there, you know.
And maybe they had to get in line early so that they could get their choice of seat.
That's true. Oh man. During the Derby the night before, did you check in?
I mean group one.
I don't, but I'm good to go.
I'm getting a window.
I would think the majority of those guys probably fly down commercial first class to the All-Star game.
Yeah, I'd bet that's probably true.
Or, you know, obviously
it's not like the NBA, Andy. Everybody's not chartering their own jet.
Although the NBA would probably have the team jet that would be able to take it.
That might be true.
Which is more
luxurious.
Man, the travel in Major League Baseball is super duper expensive, man. You think about just the way the travel is.
There are a lot of guys.
Dan, any problem with these guys leaving last night?
Not in the slightest.
I don't either. I don't have any problem.
It's an exhibition game. You came in, you played.
Yep.
You saluted the fans, you had some fun, and you got on the plane and went to Aruba.
You watched the Hank Aaron thing, or maybe you didn't. And then,
yeah, that was really cool. Two thumbs up to baseball for that. That was really cool.
For the Hank Aaron thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up. You know what I thought they were going to do at one point? I thought that they were going to project an image of the actual play onto the field.
Do like a hologram type of thing?
Yeah, I thought they were going to do the hologram.
Which might have been a little creepy.
Might have been kind of cool. I was waiting for it. Weren't you?
Might have been a little creepy.
Were you waiting for it?
I was reading they're going to do something like that with the Sphere as well. They're going to start doing performances with holograms in there. So, yeah, it's right there. I don't know if it would have been creepy to see him actually hit the home run and start circling the bases. I think that would have been really cool.
Interesting.
Maybe just because it's far enough away.
Sorry. Interesting they did, you know, the reenactment, for lack of a better word, of home run number 715 on 715, July 15th.
Didn't even hit me.
Just a nice coincidence. Browns fan, Hank Aaron.
Yeah, that's, you know, I turned over the storm and I said to him, I go, hey, you know, he's a huge Browns fan. He goes,
the storm?
A tropical storm. Why? Maybe I'll call
now
him.
Now he's got a nickname.
No, the storm sounds cool.
Now he's just storm? The storm.
Should I just call him the storm? Cool. All right, tropical's gone. He's now just the storm. His dad's the hurricane, as we all know.
Do we ever.
Thanks. I appreciate you. Yeah, I thought that it was super neat. And then see his wife. Going back, I told him, hey, he was a huge Browns fan. And he was like, what are you talking about, Dad? And I was like, he used to sneak into the dog pound, put a baseball hat on, and no one recognized him. Can you believe that?
Hard to believe, but true.
I don't know why that's one of my favorite parts of the legend that is Hank Aaron. And then, did you see Craig Sager in that shot, too?
Yes.
And that, to me, it kind of just jumped off the page yesterday, too. I'm like, look how young Sager was on the field that night when he hit the home run. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I thought it was neat. All right, so overall, big win all the way around. We'll take one more phone call on the All-Star game, and then we'll put it to bed. Hi, Joe.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Hello, Joe.
Hey, great topic. Hey, just a couple thoughts on the All-Star game. Thought they did a fantastic job. They're finally promoting their players, which is awesome to see. Stephen Kwan, we kind of overlooked him getting that tying hit, which was awesome.
Yeah.
But, hey, just real quick thoughts on this swing-off thing. You know, back in the day, we had an All-Star game, and I really didn't agree with it, where the winner of the All-Star game got home field advantage in the World Series, which, again, I didn't think was real good. But we already had a home run derby the day before. So why couldn't they just say the winner of the home run derby, Cal Raleigh, who won it for the American League, if it would go into extra innings, the American League would win the game. That way you eliminate a swing off. You don't have people warming up again. And it does add a little more incentive at the end of the game, knowing that, hey, look, we got to do something on the National League side if you know the American League team has already won to try to win it. So just a thought with that. I mean, I don't know.
Let me ask you one simple question. Did you like the swing off or not?
I did. I did like the swing off.
I was good with it.
I'm torn.
The other question is how often are we going to have an extra innings situation for the All-Star game?
Not very often at all. But like you said, trying to get players warmed up again. And then with the MVP, in all honesty, I mean, Kyle Schwarber won it because he hit three. But Pete Alonso probably should have won the MVP, in my estimation. I don't know. That's just me.
No, I think there are a lot of people that think the same thing. Yeah.
So to eliminate some of those factors, maybe do it that way. But no, all in all, I think it was a big win for the MLB, honestly.
Yeah, I do, too. I think MLB should be proud of what they put on in Atlanta.
And Major League Baseball needed one.
Yeah.
They needed a win.
Thanks, Joe. Is there any other way, and I'll just let me leave this as our parting thought on the All-Star game. Is there any other way you could see how they could end the game a different way than what they did yesterday?
A bunch of different ways.
Okay, well, give me. The one I said is...
The way they now end games during the regular season that we don't like.
Yeah, but you could be asking for even more innings. Like, I'm trying to get this thing done as fast as we can. With still trying to play the game the way the game is naturally supposed to be played. So you're saying you just go to the regular format they use now?
I would.
The Ghost Runner?
If you're going to do it in the regular season, you could certainly do it in an All-Star game. But the way they did it was just fine. I don't have any qualms with that. You know, we know how they try and make sure everybody plays in the All-Star game, which means you're going to run out of players because you want to give everybody the opportunity to get on the field.
Unless you put re-entry back in.
Yeah, which though I understand your point, and it's an exhibition game, and why not? It's that whole thing, hey, man, I've been cold for an hour and a half here. Do you want to run even the little, you know, littlest risk of injury of trying, you know, you don't want to yank a hamstring and have it be chronic for the rest of the season. So I would either do the home run derby or I would just do what they, you know, man on second. Andy, you said bases loaded, whatever. Come up with something and go.
Yeah, bases loaded was the only other thing. I mean, you increase the odds of just making sure somebody gets a run across or two runs, and then, you know, trying to match that to take it to another inning. I still go back to the regular season, how they should just play one inning of regular ball or two innings of regular baseball and then add the Ghost Runner. I just think that they should wait for that. Dan, is there any other way?
You and I are in agreement on that, by the way.
Yeah, I just...
After maybe the 12th?
Yeah.
Then go ahead and do the Ghost Runner
thing. Just come up with a name, Ghost Ending or something like that. Dan, is there any other way you would end this, or did they find the perfect ending?
For the All-Star game, I'm thrilled.
Yeah, yeah.
For the All-Star game, this is perfect. You don't want guys out there longer than they need to be.
Hard to argue.
You don't want guys out there longer than they need to be. You want to still have it where it's an exhibition game for guys. I mean, if you want to add the reentry part, sure, but then you're going to fight with the players as they go try to walk out the door after they get their work in.
It's up to you. If you want to be want to be reentered, then stick around. If you don't, take off. Not a big deal.
I mean, that's how this is going to go.
But by the way, we'll give you an extra $50,000 sticker.
I'm thrilled. I mean, I was thrilled.
I just tried to get it paid.
I have no notes. I am copy paste this for the next 20 years and I'll be over the moon. This was an absolute blast.
It was fun to watch.
Yeah,
and that's all I want the All-Star game to be.
And
let's be honest, the All-Star game to be fun.
When's the next time we're going to have a swing off? Do you know how many games ended in a tie prior to this?
Hopefully, it's going to be a while.
So you had two ties in the history of the game. I'm just trying to remember, how many extra inning games have we seen?
Got me.
I don't know either. I got to go back and look that up. But prior to this, you only had a tie twice. The first time was in 1961 because of rain. And then remember in 02, we know that because both they didn't have enough pitchers.
It was so much fun. Good job, Major League Baseball. Good job, Rob Manfred. Good job to the players. Great job to the city of Atlanta. It was awesome. Two thumbs up. Like, this weekend was great. Or I shouldn't say weekend. This week was great.
See, you did it too.
I've been doing that.
So the All-Star game has gone to extra innings 13 times prior. So it does happen. And now they have a formula to end it. And it's all good. I'm good with the whole thing. By the way, that rule's been in place since 22. To do that, I didn't even realize that. I kind of felt like it was a new rule to the game this year, but they've had that rule since 22. How about that?
Cool.
All right. Let me see. Oh, we're out of time. We'll come back. I'll talk about that. I've got some Guardians news for you, and then I want to play something for you that I absolutely love from a legend. Sports Talk Radio Legend. We'll play that next. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Great conversation about the All-Star game. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, fun stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there were just so many little different things. I'm going to give Steve the last word on the All-Star game, and then you got to hear this stuff from Mike Francesa. It's unbelievable. Steve, what do you got for me, my friend?
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, hey, guys. First of all, the All-Star game was awesome. I think it's one of the best ones that I've seen in my lifetime, because all the trauma, the going back and forth, not knowing who's going to win. And then the home run derby at the end is decided, icing, definitely. The only thing I don't understand is from the I had to work, and I came home and I start watching the game from the seventh inning on. Mm-hmm. It looked like them stands were empty.
You know, that's a good point, Steve. I thought that too, especially at the end of the game. It's a great point. Would you? I don't know if, you know, the thing about it is some of those high price seats that are sitting behind home plate, you know, you have an alternate area sometimes to stand if you don't want to sit in your seat. But by the end of the game, you're right. Now, Steve, you got to remember it was 6-0 National League, and it looked like it was going to be a blowout.
Yeah, I know, but this is a one-time event that you're going to go for your city. You represent your city. That would never happen in Cleveland, never. I mean, every time we held the All-Star game, people stayed until the last minute. It just, to me, it just shows the heart.
I don't know. In 81, I remember a lot of empty seats. Jeff, do you remember those empty? They were section 242, row Z. I think they took off.
I was there, and I sat in front of Dante Lavelli.
Hey, oh, look. Great news, nice. About Berber. Thank you.
Thank you. We had, I can't believe it. My dad, we won the lottery to go to that game. I remember going to the game.
The 81 game?
Yeah, it was a lottery to get tickets. It was like, I don't know about that. I seem to remember, unless maybe I'm getting that confused with the grandstand managers. I was young.
It ended the labor dispute.
Yeah.
It was the first game back.
Yeah, there's no way there was a lottery.
Yeah,
No way. I do remember, though, we sat right behind home plate.
Nice. I sat down the first base side in front of Dante Lavelli.
Row double Z, upper deck.
Dante sitting in the regular seats like the rest of us.
We were in the last row in the stadium.
Good man,
Dante. But at least we were behind home plate. I don't think there were too many poles in our way. All right, Dan. Listen, I saw Superman over the weekend. I think a lot
Nobody
of people
cares.
Did too. Yes, you do. You care
Nobody
about this
cares.
One. Yes, you do. Mike Francesa, the voice of?
Nobody cares.
This is unbelievable. You did listen to the whole thing, right?
Oh God, yes.
So, do we want to say there's some little spoilers in it? They're not. If you've seen the preview, though, which I think most people are going to see the movie.
Don't worry about it.
Well, I don't want to destroy the movie for anybody.
You're
who
not going to be destroyed. It's not going to ruin anything. You still have plots and all of that kind of stuff in there. But the Pope went on a rant.
You got to hear this, Jeff. You got to hear this.
Audio courtesy of the Mike Francesa Show.
He could not be more wrong about the movie.
No, it's his opinion.
Oh,
Andy.
Man, he's just.
It's his opinion.
And by the way, when he said old school in the beginning, old school Superman, what was the first thing you thought of? Old school Superman. Joe, I would think that this is what you would think, but go ahead.
George Reeves.
George Reeves.
The Daily Planet.
Yeah, but then he's like,
he did say TV show. First he said TV show, old school Superman, and then he brought in Christopher Reeves. So he went, updated Superman. By the way, guys named Reeves shouldn't play Superman.
Jeff, be nice.
No, I'm being very nice.
The Pope continued.
Yes.
And by the way, we're just playing snippets of this. If you would like to find it, it is floating all around the internet. It goes on for about a solid 8 minutes. The Pope was ranting.
Good to be audio, the Pope.
Audio courtesy of the Mike Francesa podcast.
Crypto has been around since 1955. Does he yell at people that walk on his lawn? Do you think he does?
Who did put the dog in the cape? Come on. That's silly.
Who put the dog in the cape?
Yeah. Mike's right. Super dog.
Scooby-Doo's
gig.
In 1955, he was wearing a cape. So
the dog was?
Yes. In the 1955 pictures of him, I'm looking at one right now. He's wearing a cape. He had the super cape on. Crypto was originally a young dog and a household pet of Kal-El on Krypton. Oh, is he? It was from Krypton. So, hey, that's good to know that they have dogs there. I didn't
know
that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18,
now he's up to robots.
Scooby-Doo. Marmaduke.
25, 26, 27, 28.
Scrappy. Crypto. Naming all the comic dogs he possibly can. Do you think of another one?
Comic dogs?
Yes, you owe it to yourself.
Underdog.
Underdog.
There's no fear to you.
That's right. Okay, that's five.
No need to fear.
I have five.
Nor bird, nor even frog.
You got another one?
What, cartoon dogs?
Yeah.
Astro.
Oh my. Family Guy.
Scooby-Doo. Brian.
All right.
The guy who replaced Brian for about five episodes.
Is this better than counting numbers, counting comic dogs?
We're about on par.
All right, I just want to make sure. Let me just say this. If you haven't seen it.
Astro was good.
Oh, I forgot about Rastro.
No, Dan just said Astro.
I forgot about Rastro. Let me just say this. Northeast Ohio, you will be proud of the way our city looks. They did a fantastic job with this movie.
Ballpark.
The ballpark looks very cool. Somebody asked me how they ripped up the turf. Because you can see that in the promo. I'm trying not to say anything that you can't see in the promo. And I'm like, digital effects. Can you not see the ground screw getting a little perturbed by that?
I don't know. One thing Mike said, I forget the exact thing that he said there, but it was along the lines of, I've not seen a dog in a cape or, super dog or whatever. Yeah, we hadn't seen a home run derby to decide the All-Star game either. Things change.
Look at you. Jeff Phelps, modern man. I love it. I love it. Hip with the kids.
I'm nothing if not hip, Andy.
Replacement, yes. I appreciate it. Switching gears.
Never liked you.
You guys got to fill me in this because I didn't feel the same passion you guys did when we first brought this up this morning.
Oh, Andy,
so
didn't feel
Scotty,
passion.
Scotty Scheffler.
So now we got to talk sports. Andy's like, oh, sports.
No, this had nothing to do with sports.
I want to talk Superman. This look, he's got a dog.
Oh, look. Oh, my God. There's nothing going on in the world. Everything is about sports.
Say it correctly. It's dog.
Dog.
And I think we need more than 3 minutes to talk about this. You're gonna bring up a full subject that can take an entire segment, and you're gonna cram it into 2 minutes?
I think it's a big deal.
What do you think, Dan?
I think it's cool. Let's move into this, and we will do what we're going to do a little bit later
on.
We
keep pushing everything down to the bottom of the show today. That's why.
So there's a bunch of murals at Port Rush going down of everybody who's accomplished something at Royal Port Rush, where the Open Championship is taking place.
Yeah, don't call it British Open. Don't call it British Open. Even though I heard Boomer talk about it. Not Boomer, my dog. Boomer Esiason.
I thought you were renaming your dog.
I do. I want to rename him Crypto. He looks like Crypto.
Ruh-roh.
That did not go over real well with the family at dinner last night. As we talked about it too, by the way. What do you mean you were talking about the dogs on the radio?
Yeah, there is a mural on a house leading to Royal Port Rush Golf Course that is you kissing the claret jug. Does that add more pressure to you, or do you look at that admiringly?
I would look at it admiringly because he actually did win the jug at Royal Port Rush. Correct? Shane Lowry.
That's where he won it, but
no,
you're defending it and going,
you know what it does? It's inspiring.
Okay.
I've did it before. I can do it again.
Andy, you feel the same way?
I'm okay with it. I mean, I think it's a great feeling of a huge accomplishment, and to know that you've been able to do it gives you that feeling of, yes, I can do this again. But I don't think it adds pressure. Do you think it adds pressure?
I think it just depends on how someone is wired. Like Nick Saban is the perfect example. So Nick Saban, when he was at Alabama, everybody who wins a national title at Alabama gets a statue of themselves. So Nick Saban, every day going to work, had to walk by a statue of Nick Saban. Does one of two things. It either makes you rest on your laurels or it makes you strive for better. Saban, strive for better. Others, I don't know. I might look at that every day.
I think the only way you feel pressure of a championship, whether it's individual, more of a team, is when you look up and you see that 1948 is the last time you won the whole thing. Then I think you feel that now you've got the weight of, you know, a century and a half. Or 75
century
years.
Century and a half.
I was like, I went the wrong way with it. Sorry. I went the wrong way with it. It feels like you got almost a century behind you.
God, I wish you could play the math drop.
You can. There'll be no math in this. We can make up our own. Don't you think that if you're on a team that hasn't won in forever and everybody believes, they can't win, they haven't won in forever, they haven't done this, you know, since the 40s, blah, blah, blah. That I think that adds pressure. But I think in an individual sport like that where you've won and you're still like in the wheelhouse, I think that's something you're proud of. I don't think it's a big deal.
All right, let's see. 1948.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9
an eon
10,
is
11,
that better should
12.
I just said eon and gone over the top on the whole thing?
Oh no, we're just bringing help.
We're here to help, Andy.
We're just bringing in, you know, sometimes you got to look to the Pope to get a little help.
He does help me count, I will
there
say
there you
that.
Go that's what he does. We love the Pope.
He's very good with that. Coming up here in just a bit, Mike Martz, super friend of the show. You knew him and loved him from The Greatest Show on Turf when he was in St. Louis with the Rams. Now he calls the 33rd team home, and he is going to help us break down some of the stuff that's going on with the Browns right now, too. Especially, like, you want to be a head coach with four quarterbacks who could be starting, and you're going into camp? Like, what's going through your mind? Mike Martz could probably understand that better than anybody else we're going to talk to. So we'll talk to him next. 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.